I've gone home and my mom tell me, no, I can't afford that for you.
Yep.
I've gone home and said, where's dad? Like, can I ask dad for some money?
Yep.
Like, I've been through that. And I'm, and one goal I set myself, once I matured a little, I was like, once I have a child, I'm going to give that kid the, I'm going to be the father that I never had.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Kids at Work podcast. My name is Matt Corman. You already knew that, though, and that's exactly why you're here today. Today, I am sipping a grande iced coffee with caramel syrup and almond milk only. I don't do any sugar. Today on the podcast, I have a very special guest, person I live with, and we also share many things. Its name's Alex Mejia, otherwise known as Mocha. How you doing today, Alex?
What up, everybody? Yeah, my name's Alex Mocha. Everybody already knows. Just came back from a crispy cut. Everybody go follow Nico the Barber at Norwell Clipper. Big shout out to my man over there cutting my hair for the last couple of years.
Facts.
Does great things over there. Successful young man. Only 25 years old. Owns a shop.
He's 25?
So, yeah, he's 25 years old. So
he looks like he's like 27, kind
of.
He looks
older. He's a successful dude, so he... Yeah. He's definitely someone that that knows how to conquer goals and achieve things. So
he's a good dude. Shout out Nico. I still haven't gotten my hair cut by him, but he's been to my shows and shit and rocking some merch. He wants some merch, and he's a fucking G.
My brother actually texted me yesterday and goes, yo, bitch ass, grab me some merch. And I started laughing.
Really?
Yeah, he wants it for free.
Shout out Gendry.
Yeah.
Bro, shout out Gendry. Always putting on the music out there. He's literally a little mocha.
Yo, he has high schools banging to Matt Corman out there. The MIH family is just growing day by day, and we love that out here.
I'm going to open the window real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, so today it is Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving. Everybody knows what happens on the night before Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving. Everybody kind of goes out and gets fucked up with their hometown. I know I do. Alex, do you do the same?
Absolutely. I'm going to Players tonight, a.k.a. Slayers. I'm going to meet my boys out there. We might hit a little strippy joint before it. You already know. Our girlfriends will hate us, but
let's go.
We got a big family. My crew is tight. It's about six of us, but... We're family, and that's all that matters. You celebrate Thanksgiving with your family and be thankful for those people.
Be thankful for those people. You're already hitting fucking gems. Hitting gems of value. Also, little update before we get going. If you didn't hear the last podcast, you're hearing it right now. MIH Season 1, we are dropping new clothes at mattcorman.com this Friday, Black Friday. Use code CYBER20 for 20% off the entire store. That's going until Cyber Monday as well, but we're giving it to you on Black Friday as well. So make sure you check that out. Also, just dropped a song called Life Dreams 12 days ago. Go bump that shit. That is Alex's favorite song.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you right now, Life Dreams, Matt actually released that to me before it came out. And I literally go, dude, this is going to be one of the best hits you got out there.
You had
there.
It for like a month before.
Absolutely. And it was a jam, dude. I started going out, little sneak peek to people. People were like, damn, I need that shit sent to me. I was like, nah, I'm not being that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, fun fact, by the way, just a little update. I am wearing my new MIH hoodie that Matt got for me.
Let's go.
Fucking, yeah, everybody just, it's worth it. Go get that MIH gear, grow the family. Everybody be at those shows in December. We got big things coming this year.
December 11th. It's a Wednesday night in the Middle East in Boston. I'm opening for Ryan Oaks and Mike's Dead. Those are the homies coming through. They're on tour right now. So I'm going to be running a set. And then December 21st, big one in Manchester, New Hampshire, right by SNU, our fucking homeland. We're all getting hotels. If you're listening to this and you're my friend, we're all getting hotels. We're all ripping up a Saturday night there, and you know we're probably going to black out and die. So it's going to be a reunion up there.
It is going to be a reunion. And anybody that follows me on Snapchat, you know back in the Disney, you always had Mocha.
For the
AKA
party
Alex.
Bus, baby.
You know I am going to do a little throwback, post on my story. Everybody hit me up for the party bus for a little chuckle. But seriously, I will have the inside scoop with Tommy. I'm going to be setting some things up. So we'll go over there, go drink the poison over there, and everybody make stupid decisions.
Yep.
But we all wake up the next morning hungover as shit and eat everything unhealthy, and everybody walks out of there feeling like shit but happy as a motherfucker.
How come the drinks at well, it's still called Whiskey's, right?
I don't know. Yeah, Whiskey's.
Do you want to set up a fucking after party thing?
Absolutely. We'll set up an after party thing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got fucking, we got MIH in the house, bro. Manchester is our city, people.
Loki is there.
Yes, we not only have we shit, puked, pissed, had sex in this, anything. Mm. We've done everything in those streets. The dirty manch, baby. It might have some, nothing against, but the streets might be dirty out there, but you know what? We ran those streets. We had fun on those streets, whether it was fucking campy, curing things or Perry doing stupid shit or just any of our friends doing anything. It's just nobody's ever gone ruined their life down there. It's just it's memory lane. We're going to take a trip down memory lane, which will be Elm Street, and we're going to fucking tear it up, have fun, and we're going to get really drunk at Whiskey's and have a great time.
Facts. So it's going to be a fucking dope night. On top of the partying, I'm performing for an hour. I'm having two openers or maybe two to three openers come out from the area. I think I'm going to have I might have a kid from SNU come perform. I might give the opportunity out and show some love back to where I came from.
Absolutely. SNHU.
So I might be doing that. Yeah. So that's cool. That's it for the updates right now. And then we're kind of going to get into this podcast, guys. We have a dope topic today. Alex is a amazing person. I mean, you know, I met him back at SNU my freshman year. When he was living down in the lower suites, Ossipee. He has a cool background, cool story, and he's also now he's absolutely killing it, let's just say, in his job. And, you know, got some cool shit, but I don't want to suck the dick too much.
Yeah, I mean, I won't suck his dick either too much. I'm honored to be on this podcast. Matt's definitely achieved a lot of things in his life. He's a very good friend of mine. Me and Matt
roommates,
fucking snuggle buddies, whatever, your thunder buddies.
Facts.
We got Tanger down at the end of the hallway. Mm-hmm. Tanger, I love you too, brother. Yeah. But either way, at the end of the day, Matt's achieved a lot of things. He's definitely conquered and gone through some different phases of that he had to overcome. And definitely come out of bring him out of his nutshell. Mm. But I mean that's how life is today. I mean, you definitely have to come out of your comfort zone in life. Life is a bitch, as people would say, and it's definitely a test on you. But it's definitely, you got to be proud where you come from. You got to be proud of the things you've done. I mean, never hold regrets. You just got to move on day by day and take day on by day.
We're gonna have to do 10 episodes.
Absolutely,
you sound fucking great.
Hey, man,
you sound fucking great.
Hey, I've seen it. I've seen the struggle. I've seen shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go deep into my life.
I was gonna say, let's get a little. So, the people that don't know who you are, let's get a little background. Where are you from? How old you are? What you're into? And what's your deal? How'd you end up here today in this chair?
All right, man. So, I mean, I was born in Brockton, Mass. I'm half Dominican, half white. My mom's American. My dad's Dominican. I grew up with a single mom. Yeah, I love my mother to death. Shout out for her making me who I am. But I'll tell you right now, my guy out there is my grandfather. I would do anything for that motherfucker. That guy, I'll give him anything he wants in this world. Mm. But one thing I'll tell you guys, people, never be ashamed of where you come from. I came from a family. My grandfather took custody back in the day in like third grade because my mom got locked up. But
damn, third grade. That's
third grade.
Hold this like this a little bit too.
Yeah, so
talking to here right here.
Yeah, so I mean, either way, yeah, my mom went away for a little bit. My grandfather took custody for me and my little brother, but I moved over to Rockland, and I'll tell you right now, my life is who I am from Rockland. I love my family out there. Shout out to my Rockland boys, the Reardons, Dev, Kimball. Those are my boys out there. But either way, I love my family. I love where I come from. I'll never regret a thing. And one thing I had to overcome was definitely sharing my story. Or even when people ask, like, they want to get to know me. Yeah, I'll tell them. I'm not embarrassed of anything now. And one thing I am very proud of, and my grandfather pointed out to me, I was the first person to go to college in my family.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Absolutely, dude. And I'll tell you, I come from... No disrespect to my Dominicans out there. Love you. Un plátano, oíste. Un dominicano. Bonnie lejos. But either way, my family, they all come over here, do their thing. But either way, my father wasn't in my life. My grandfather stepped up. I was the first person to go to college. My mom dropped out of high school, doesn't even have her high school diploma. But doesn't even have a GED. That woman works in slaves day to day, so my brother's got what we got. My grandfather stepped in. My grandfather's only child was my mom. My mom, they've done everything for me, and I'm grateful for what I have. But enough going about my background. My point is, people, don't be ashamed of where you come from. You set goals in your life, set high standards, and achieve them. There's no better feeling than achieving a goal you set. Mm. When I graduated college, I graduated with a criminal justice degree.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. I went to school, lived my life.
I want to slow down and kind of dive into the mental of why, like, why did you choose? Because it seems like there was no background in criminal justice in your family, right? So what made you want
to
do that?
I mean, I had an uncle that I looked up to that was a cop and everything over in Lawrence. I did a did an internship at Lawrence PD.
Tough area.
Oh yeah, that's a mini DR right there, baby.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Spanish speaking out there, but that is a tough area. Yeah. And so I kind of fell under his wing, wanted to be a cop and everything. Did my thing in college, had a pretty good GPA.
You did
GPA.
Well too.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I remember in college you were telling us like, you know, we'd be partying and doing shit, and then you'd be like, "Yeah, I can't be doing that for my future, for my career." And
yeah,
stuff.
Absolutely.
You were on your kind of like how you are, how you carry yourself at work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll tell you right now, there's a time and place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have professionalism in this world, and that's the best advice I could give to people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can be a shithead, be a party animal, have everything, but when it comes down to work and you want to be successful, you gotta have a professional side of you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, long story short, back to the criminal justice thing, yeah, I wanted to do that. But I came out of college, and I went through the emotions, started taking police exams and getting nowhere, hearing all this shit.
Where were you working at? Because there are some people that listen to this that are probably – they graduated with a criminal justice degree. Also, those shoes are fire. Graduated with a criminal justice degree, and, like, they got out. Like, what did you do? Because I know there's a kind of a wait time between you taking the test. What did you do for money? Like, how did that work? Maybe some people can learn.
So, I mean, when I got out of college, I like to define myself as a hustler. I'll do anything I got to do to live.
Understand.
So, I mean, I was working construction, slaving my ass off. Don't even need a college degree. There are people there that just dropped out of high school working. But those guys, just working and having transparency with all different people, mm-hmm. and definitely seeing, look, this is how people provide, this is how people do. You can't disrespect that. People might not have all this fancy wearing a suit every day, driving their BMW to work. That don't mean shit. It comes down to respect and it comes down to discipline. And if you're providing and putting food on the plate for your family, mm-hmm. that's all that matters at the end of the day. So yeah, I was hanging sheetrock and plastering out of college, and that's what I was doing during college too.
How long did you do it for?
I did it for like 4 years. I worked over in the South Shore doing that, and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try and build my resume a little bit, and I worked for Dunbar Armored. You know those armored trucks?
I remember when you did this.
I used to bring no disrespect, nobody ever applied to that job. It's the most miserable job in the world.
Tell them, man. Let them provide the value.
Yeah, but it was paying the bills. I put my head down and worked, but then I had, everybody knows, Matt Corman over here reached out to me and asked me about the Enterprise life. Yeah. So
I worked at Enterprise, guys. For those who don't know, when I graduated college, I worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car for a year and 6 months, and then I went and worked for a staffing agency. But me and Alex became close that year when I was working at Enterprise.
Absolutely. Yeah. We became Matt, he showed true friendship and brotherhood to me when I hit a real down in my life, and I was going through the motions. But shout out to my boy J-Mo out there. J-Mo, one of my best friends, through SNU. He was there for me. Matt was there for me. Practically lived at their apartment. Shout out Don's out there too, you fucking motherfucker. I know you're killing it out at work.
I got to call him back.
Yeah,
call me
yeah, exactly. Don's is that guy out there, moneymaker. He's going to be a successful dude. But these guys were my brothers, and they looked out for me and pointed me in the right direction.
Yeah. No, that was crazy. That was a crazy time. I remember, we don't got to dive in there, but that was a crazy time that I referred you to Enterprise.
Yeah, when you were working at Dunbar. Became an E-Racker, bro.
Yeah, and now you've been at E-Rack for how long?
I just hit a year and 6 months.
So take this into perspective, guys. I worked at Enterprise for a year and 6 months, okay? When I worked there, I got promoted twice. I got promoted to a management assistant. That's after you take your grill after 8 months.
That's the promotional test that Enterprise offers. Yep. They offer this management trainee program, which if anybody's looking for a job, obviously hit me up. But it's definitely, I love Enterprise. It's a top 5 business program in the country right now.
It's amazing. Yeah,
yeah. It is amazing.
You learn like that taught me a lot of hard work. I mean, it's a lot of hours, guys. And what it did was it teaches you just fucking show up.
Yeah.
You know, like you're drunk, you're hungover, just get up, you know, the alarm goes off, but you take that a long way. It's the same thing with going to the gym. It's how you operate through life. It's like even anything.
I'll tell you right now, any person that works at Enterprise, and I mean anybody that works at E-Rack, if you work at E-Rack, you can fucking work at any job.
Facts.
E-Rack, I'll tell you right now, people, that is a test on your character. Every day you walk in, and I'll tell you right now, I had the higher ups look at me one day. I was like, oh, I'm fucking vacuuming a car right now. What the fuck?
With a suit on.
Yeah.
College degree.
Yeah, I got a college degree. I'm looking nice. I got my nice shoes on. I got my nice pressed pants, a nice button-up shirt. I'm over here vacuuming a car in the summer, sweating through my shirt and shit.
Yep.
I'm like, motherfucker, I want to quit. And then one of my bosses one day, we had a long talk about my career. Mm-hmm. He's like, if you haven't thought about quitting, you haven't worked hard enough. I'll tell you right now, Matt showed me the ropes, passed me into Enterprise, and I'll tell you right now, I'm a very goal-oriented person, and this is what the topic I wanted to hit with Matt. Goals, man. Goals are the best thing. I wake up every morning, and I come into Matt's room once in a while, and I look at his whiteboard. This kid got goals all over his whiteboard. Thanks. People, start setting goals because it brings you a long way. I'll tell you, back to the topic of ERAC. I set goals and I achieved the biggest one of my life.
You
a bodied week ago.
Them,
yeah.
Man. You bodied them.
I crushed the management trainee program at Enterprise. Mm-hmm. I crushed being assistant manager. Shout out to my boy Tom Nolan for showing me what's good.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boys that mentored.
Yeah, exactly. I actually had a great opportunity to throw for a branch manager position last Monday, and I actually got the position. I start this Monday, mm-hmm. after Thanksgiving. I am going to be the branch manager of Dorchester, and this is honestly one of the quickest transition. Actually, one of the quickest promotionals we've ever had over at Enterprise.
Guys, it's a big deal for everyone listening to this. So put it this way: when you're working at your job right now, and like let's say you're in a sales job, and they're like you're BDR, they're like okay, you're gonna become an account executive in like a year. That's like Alex becoming an account executive in like 4 months. That's where I insert clap emojis. So oh, okay. I know, yeah, taking out time slots on it. But yeah, so it's a big fucking deal. You're flying through that. But I think that I want to take it to this, right? I obviously worked at Enterprise as well. A lot of people didn't achieve that kind of success. What do you think separated you from everybody else when you were going through this program?
I mean, dude, shout out to all those people that work their ass off out there, especially those single mothers. I got a lot of respect for them working 2-3 jobs, making sure their kids got school clothes or whatever it is. But I think one thing that set me apart from other people is definitely the drive that I've seen. I've gone home and my mom telling me, no, I can't afford that for you.
Yep.
I've gone home and said, where's dad? Like, can I ask dad for some money?
Yep.
Like, I've been through that. And one goal I set myself, once I matured a little, I was like, once I have a child, I'm going to give that kid I'm going to be the father that I never had.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, but that gave me the drive to push myself throughout the whole time. But the number one thing is setting goals, bro. I have a notebook that I have at work that I set goals every month for me. And one of the long-term goals I set was to become a branch manager in under 2 years. And I actually achieved that by 6 months. And that's the biggest thing. People, you might be going through the motions at work saying, I hate my job. I hate this. I need a promotion. Guys, everybody, we're young. Just grab work by the balls and just fucking push through it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, you gotta, if you go into an interview or a next step position, the one thing I always recommend to people, you have one thing you have to think of, what is gonna push you over the next person. And that's what made me set myself as to get to be as successful as I am at Enterprise.
Yeah. Well fucking said, man.
Absolutely.
And congratulations on your success with it.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. And congratulations to you, dude. Yeah, like, I live easy, with bro. You every day. You're showing me your streams. You're showing me what you're doing in here.
Yeah.
I couldn't be, like, you got haters out there, bro. There's people like, oh, he quit his job. He's doing music. Yeah. Guess what? He ain't waking up every day just fucking sitting on the couch or anything. This kid's out and about, whether you're at Starbucks, you're at fucking Staples, you're in here doing your thing, in here recording naked. Yeah, Matt likes to record naked because songs come out better.
That's a fact.
Matt, God, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, let's
What makes you better? I mean, I noticed you do the Rubik's Cube naked. It makes you perform
better.
Yeah. So,
what makes you better naked?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that it's just like a lot of, like when you have clothes on, you kind of feel weighted down and like, I feel my true potential when it's just myself or there's no obstacles around me, right? So, for instance, you know how – shout out to Mike Walsh. Remember he used to work out with his shirt off
in
the middle of this new gym?
I'm pretty sure today it's Mike Walsh's birthday. I just want to give a shout out to him. Hey, Mike, happy birthday out there, brother. I saw it on Facebook. I still haven't sent you a text, but I will.
Damn.
But
happy birthday.
Hopefully I see you tonight, my man, at Players. That's one of my guys out there from the South Shore over in Abington.
I think you introduced me to him.
Yeah, Mike Walsh was my
roommate.
Yeah, he's my roommate down in the ghetto, the lower suites, baby.
Facts, bro. Yeah. But, doing things naked is just it's a lot easier. And, yeah, shout out to Mike Walsh. That's another kid out there setting goals for himself and putting himself out there. You know, he's on his fitness grind and, you know, you know, it's not easy to fucking put yourself out there and be like, hey, you know, I want to be a fitness person.
Oh, not at all.
Take pictures of yourself, put yourself out there and get shit done. So shout out to Mike Welsh.
Absolutely. And that's another thing, people. The goal setting was one thing I wanted to touch on, but coming out of your comfort zone, even creating an Instagram like
huge,
that.
Dude.
Dude, coming out of your nutshell, I'll tell you right now, enterprise makes people come out of their comfort zone. Not even that. Even life makes you come out of your comfort zone. If you are comfortable and finally come out your comfort zone, you are going to go a long way. And that's the thing I will preach to you about every single day.
Facts.
But hey, everybody go follow Mike Walsh on his fitness account. It's Walsh Fitness. He's a great dude, great guy.
He's bumping Matty Corms too, so shout out to him. He's always been part of the
MIH family.
You know the vibes. You got to get him some threads.
Absolutely.
So I know that, you know, we talked about enterprise a little bit, but I kind of want to slow it down. We talked about setting goals, and it's something that I'm big on, right? Setting things and achieving them. I always say, you know, achieving objectives. Would you, and actually, I kind of want to dive a little bit out of that too. You mentioned about how, you know, it kind of, your motivator is kind of looking at your family, like providing for your family. You looked at, you know, your mom is single, as a single mother, and you've been told you can't afford things in life. Do you think you kind of take that, like you said, you take that into work and you're like, I have to work hard and get these things so that I can be a good dad one day. Like,
it's not even that, Corman. It's like, there's people that got it way worse than me out there, and I'll shout out to those people that are successful and come from the bottom. Like, I didn't even have it the worst. I seen some shit that people haven't seen. I come from a little different background.
And you've also been, I don't know if you mentioned, but you're also, you know, you're from DR. Like, you were born in America, but you've lived in DR for a little bit. So you've seen some different cultures. Like, other people have. Like, I haven't.
I'm pretty cultured. I mean, my dad's straight off the boat over in Bani Cañafito. But I mean, my family's cultured, but,
Was your mom born here?
My mom is American. So long story short is I was born in the U.S., moved to DR for a couple years and then came back over here. I was little, but still, I remember everything. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, I am a U.S. citizen. I'm proud of it, but I'm also proud to be Dominican. And a lot of people today there's people that just want to say, oh, I'm American, and they're ashamed of where they come from. No, people, you got to put your foot down and be proud of everything you come from, because that's what makes you and what pushes you over other people. That's that point I made about 20 minutes ago. Not even 20 minutes ago. It feels like 20 minutes, but
just
having that little thing that sticks out that makes you put over other people. Be proud where you come from.
Facts.
Absolutely. But yeah, the culture, the best thing, being a manager and definitely working with people, that made me a lot more transparent towards people these days. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, I was a dickhead in high school.
Really?
How's that guy? Were you? Yeah, I mean,
you're a nice kid when I met you. You've been nice.
I mean, yeah.
You can definitely turn your dickhead on if you need to.
Absolutely.
Well, if kids are trying to, like, kids are being clowns to you, you're not afraid to tell them how it is.
Absolutely. But that's one thing, that, like I said, people, you got to work on yourself. You got to build on yourself. And that's one thing I knew I had to work on. And I'll tell you right now, I am so grateful and I am proud of myself for coming out of my comfort zone and being able to, the person I am, being transparent with people. I mean, I work with different people that got, there's people that got stories. Everybody remember one thing out of this is everybody got a story. Everybody has a story. Nobody knows behind the scenes of anyone's lives. And that's the number one thing you got to keep behind. And look at the big picture. There's people that come from different backgrounds. There's people, but everyone also has a story. And you just got to remember that at the end of the day. Never judge the book by its cover. Yes, I've judged books by its cover, but you can't do that to everybody. It's life, man. It's life.
You're a fucking gem.
Yeah, that's just how life goes, bro.
All gems, dude. It's nice to have someone like you on this podcast for sure. Okay, dope. Well, I'm glad we covered goals and stuff. I wanna dive a little bit out into kind of what you've seen, like, with your friends and the different directions people are taking. Like people know, they listen to this, know my story. Iraq, out of college, you know, I've been making music, and then kind of, you know, went to staffing. Now I'm just kind of doing this. Although right now I'm looking back into some corporate jobs. For you, what's it kind of been like being a part of the Make It Happen, like the fam, and like watching everything grow? Like, you've been to, I want to say every show.
Yeah.
I think I missed one,
and that was back in the day at Middle East.
Yeah. I think that what I want to get a point across, guys, is a lot of times in the position that I'm in, right, I'm trying to like build like a little empire right now. I'm trying to build a big one, but it all starts brick by brick, right? It's like, you know, like recording a song, releasing a song, making clothes and putting that out, and then kind of developing a team. You are, you know, you're a product of who you surround yourself with. Alex is definitely one of those people that I've brought on board. You know, he's very, you know, highly intelligent, and he's also a hard worker. What I want to put across is, like, I guess I got to ask you, like, what's it like for you to be a part of, you know, what we got going on? It's not like, not like an outsider, not like a fan, but someone who's actually on the team and a part of it that plays a role. Like, you know, when we go to concerts, like, you have, like, a job. Like, you have a role. Whether that's you just having a good time, but, like, you have definitely a role. And I can rely on you for anything. Like, I know if I call you, I'm like, yo, bro, we need to do this. Like, donezo, you know?
I mean, definitely being, like, I wouldn't even just – I'm grateful to be part of the MIH family. But being, like, one of the guys part of MIH,
yeah.
It's a great feeling. But not only – the one thing I'll tell you right now is I'll never forget is you being there for me. And one thing when you told me, hey, man, like, I don't think K-Force is cutting it out for me. I want to do my music full time. Bro –
You're ASAP.
Absolutely. You go chase your dream, dude. I'm backing you up no matter what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you if you're making a mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
But the one thing about being about MIH, bro, just meeting all your fans and everything, it's a big family. Nobody judges. We're all here. We're all one big family. We like to have fun. Meeting your fans, it's just like they love you for who you are. They love what you do for them. And being one of the guys over here, just saying, hey, you're Mocha, you're Matt's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know who I am. Like, I'm one of Matt's boys, but the one thing is, you're our family too.
Facts.
Yeah, we're part of that. But being part of the MIHA family, it's just like we're all goal-driven. We're all doing good.
Yeah.
It's just it's a family, and it's a small empire we're trying to start, but it's just like – we're expanding. Matt's got his clothing line going out there. He's doing donations and everything to whether it's to suicide awareness
or
what.
Next time we're doing homelessness.
Yeah, so I mean, it's for a good cause. I mean, he's very transparent with people, and he listens to people that reach out to him. Matt's not that guy that would just push aside, just be like, oh, I'm the rapper. I got this little I got this little fame going on. He listens to all of his people, and when he's at a show, he takes the time to talk to them, see how they're doing. What's that girl's name from Brockton on an Instagram? Sad Eyes.
Desi.
She's Desi. Yeah. Always, every time we go, she's out there hanging out with what are the other girls that met us at what was that concert that we went to for Mike Studd? Who were the girls that met us that they knew that we were going, that drove up?
Gabiana, Kaylin.
Yeah, I mean, dude, look at that, man. Yep. Like, those are dedicated fans. That those are the people that, like, we want to thank you guys for being part of MIH, all the support, all the, whether it's networking or even telling people about, hey, go check out this guy. But we're just glad that they're a part of the team. And
facts.
Yeah, exactly. So me facts. Being part of the team is definitely something that I love, just because it's just one big family and we could just be all who we are.
Yeah. Do you think it's God, your answers are fucking on point, bro. You maybe should have your own podcast. You're fire, bro. Do you think that and you're right, bro, like, and I appreciate the kind words. I think that what happened to me was I saw the way a lot of, like, people that, like, rap and, like, are like, you know, like, are getting a little more popular, trying to treat the people they're around, and it goes along with the law of giving and receiving. Like, it's not just that I make music. It's more than the music. I want people to realize that, like, I don't have a chip on my shoulder or think that, like, I'm better than everybody else. So, like, that's why we have this podcast, so people can, you know, get to know not only me. That's why you're on it. So when people listen to the podcast and they come to the show, they see Alex, so, like, they feel like they know you. They're like, oh, shit. Like, it's not just like, oh, Mocha's some figure. Like, yeah, I've heard of him. Like, I've seen pictures of him. Now it's like, oh, this is Mocha from Brockton. Like, my cousin's from Brockton. He's the man. Oh, like,
Let's scratch that for a second.
Born
in Brockton.
From Rockland.
From Rockland. I'm a bulldog, baby.
Yeah.
02370. I'm Rockland love. I bleed blue for those guys.
Facts.
Everybody always messes up Brockton, Rockland. Nah, I'm not from Brockton. I am from Rockland. I was born in Brockton. That's about it. But back to where we're going over here.
Yeah. I mean, well, so people know who you are. They don't just look at you and they're like, and they already think they're like, you know, they're friends with you. That's what it's like about. So I'm glad that, like, you fucking put it that way, because that's exactly what I want to create.
It's because nowadays there's just people that walk around with their nose up so high. You can't be that way. People are people, bro. People want to listen. People want to have that. I mean, you're a role model to so much of your fans. You know how much it goes for them, just for people that you don't know. Like I said earlier, people, this is the point I was making. Everybody's got a story. And Matt doesn't put his nose up or anything. Someone comes up to him. He's like, hey, how are you? What's your name?
Yeah.
And wants to know him for whether it's fucking 30 seconds or it's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Matt will listen to anything you have to say. And then whether it's giving you shout outs or giving you your time of day, that goes a long way with your fans.
Facts. And yeah, thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate it because, you know, it fucking at the end of the day, here's how I look at everything. At the end of the day, if my music was as big as like Post Malone or like Drake, right? At the end of the day, I'm going to die. You're going to die. We're all going to die. It's all about what effect did you genuinely have with people. What's just because I get popular off of music makes me no fucking better than anyone else. Just because, you know, you're thriving through your career and, like, you're going to be super successful, you already are, doesn't mean you're better than the car prep. Just because anything, right? Absolutely. So it's all about genuine relationships. I talked about health, wealth, relationships. So there's no point. Sometimes I get a little bit of an ego. I think we all kind of do. Yeah. I'm trying to pull that in. I'm trying to recognize that a little bit more. But I think it's super important. You said it very well.
Absolutely. And you hear that, people? It's being self-aware of the things that you got to work on.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing I had to work on was just, like, I got to, like, tone it down. I was a very intense person, and I had to, like, stop being so intense and, like, be transparent with other people. As Matt just made a great point that sometimes he might think, like, whether he's working on his ego or not, but that's something he's self-aware of, and that's something he's working on. We're people. At the end of the day, we're not perfect. We all got things we got to work on.
Yeah.
But being self-aware of that's the number one thing you got to learn in life. If you can be self-aware of something, you are going to go far. You are going to just go far in life.
I think that... I said before, guys, and you can tell, listen to our conversation, right? Like, me and Alex fly in these things, right? Like our energy, like, we want each other to be better. You can tell from listening to this, right? Some big cock energy. And I think that a huge point is having people close to you kind of keep you in check. Not in, like, a mean way, but, like, Alex every day will ask me, what do you got going on today? And that actually goes a long way, because at the end of the day, it's like he knows I'm unemployed, I'm self-employed, and, like, it could be easy to become lazy, right? Not saying I am, but if he's like, what do you got on the docket today? And then I think about it, if I'm like, I don't have anything, then I literally sometimes I'm like, I got to get some shit going.
Absolutely.
You know? And then, like, there used to be, like, some days, like, we'll shoot each other texts. I'll be like, yo, make it happen today. Like, just fucking drive through it when shit gets tough.
Guys, it isn't sometimes. It's every day. Yeah. And I want to give a big shout-out to Corman for taking care of my boy Dookie. I just got a Roddy.
Oh, shout-out to Duke. How do we forget, bro?
Everybody go follow him on Twitter. Twitter. Jesus Christ. Who the fuck uses Twitter now? Go follow him on Instagram. It's DukeTheRoddy_.
Yeah.
That's his guy right there. That's his guy. And either way... all I gotta say is Duke is that guy. I appreciate Corman for watching him. Thanks. But yeah, me and Corman shoot each other a text every fucking day. Not some days, it's every day, because I'm checking on the dog. And not only that, I start off with, what do you got going on? If he's awake in the morning, I know he's going to the gym. It's people that that whiteboard, people, if you gotta go get an agenda, you gotta go get a whiteboard, just throw up a few goals to conquer the next morning and fucking check them off. I'll tell you right now, that is the greatest feeling in life. And Matt, honestly, let's talk about you with some of your goals. Yeah. I mean, you got this whiteboard, and you obviously, your goals are to check off your boxes by the end of the day. What pushes you to, like, not just say, fuck it, I live on my own, man. I'm 24 years old. I'll just sit on the couch and fucking get takeout all day and crush some video games. What makes you go to your day to day and just push yourself to achieve everything?
Great question, Alex. I've never been asked that. I think that, so you're right. And what I'm doing, right? So I make music, right? Let's take a look. So here, that's a good question, because what I do is I get a passive income. So we look right now, we're opening my Spotify for artists, and we can see how many people are listening to me right now. Right now, we have 83 people listening to me, right? At the end of the day, I'm getting paid right now, even though we're sitting here. I could sit here and jerk off. I could sit here and order pizza all day. What drives me to complete my goals is it's a lot of I put a lot of pressure on myself. I set some goals, and I can't let myself down. But a big part of it in, like, a huge factor is, it's for my friends. Like, I look at things like people who believe me, right? I've said this before, that I can't quit, because if I, like, I can't quit for myself and my friends too. I know the potential that I have, like, with my music, with this podcast, with the whole Make It Happen brand as it is.
And
I know
it's what we just brought up, bro. It's MIH family.
It's a family. So I know that people are out there listening to what I have to say. I know, hey man, you gotta record today. Hey man, you gotta put out a podcast. Even if you don't want to, you have shit today. You just got your haircut. You came back up, do the podcast. You're gonna go home, dude. You got shit to do.
Yeah.
I got shit to do too. We've been dying to get a podcast out. We have to get this out, man. There are people that listen to this every single day, right? And they are relying on us. Other side of that, man, I think that I have so much potential that I know, and, like, I've been told. We just had a meeting with a major record label. I've been told, hey, man, you're not hundreds of thousands. You're millions of dollars.
Guys, did you just hear that? Let's just get a little bit of a clap going for Matt Corman out here. Put the claps in. Either way, he had a interview with a major record label mm-hmm. out in Cali. Mm-hmm. Def Jam Records, man. Like, that's all. A few months ago, he quit his job. Actually, how long has it been?
It's been 4 months.
4 months. So a couple couple months ago, 3-4 plus tax. It's Massachusetts. Everybody knows. Fuck it. Either way, yeah.
That was actually bad. Yeah, exactly. Plus tax.
Yeah, but either way, Matt quit his job. He fucking went full-time music. Yeah. And look at what he's done in 4 months. He's been making music since what? How old were you? 14? 13?
I've been rapping since I was 10. I've been putting out music since my freshman year of college.
Okay, so 6 years. Look at that timeline, people. And he drops his job, and in 4 months, he has an interview with a major label record.
Yeah.
That's a fucking awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, that's amazing.
I'm pumped about
That's fucking. I'm rock hard on this podcast right now for you, man.
Brick, dude.
Like, that's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Now, I mean, now he just knows that he has fucking high standards he's got to hit. Yeah. And these are the goals that we're talking about, people. If he sets those goals, one, he just achieved a goal getting a major label. And two, let's see what that next goal. Honestly, Matt, let's hear to give some of the MIH family what your next goal is now that you just had an interview.
Yeah.
Like, what is your next step to maybe get to the next level?
Sure thing. So I'll give you. So I focus on like health, wealth, relationships.
Is that your day to day? Like, is that you wake up in the morning? Yeah. Fucking first thing you do in the morning.
Yep. I write down a list of what I have to achieve today, and then I want to hit three things that will help improve my health. Three things that'll improve my wealth, and three things that'll improve my relationships. So here's an example.
Okay, so you woke up this morning. What is it? We're talking. It's 1 o'clock.
I didn't
right
do
now.
It today though. Today I did not do today because what the fuck did I do?
All right,
I
people. Well, I'll stop him right there. That sounds like an excuse, and we're not made about excuses out here.
Yeah, so, I did it mentally.
Yeah, he did it mentally. I mean, he woke up, he crushed the gym, he documented it. Everybody document your gym sessions and tag Matt Corman, MIH.
On it.
But either way, that's one fucking. That sounds like health right there.
So we're knocked off health, and then I'm going to come back here, and then I submitted my song to a few more vlogs. That improves my wealth. I'm here doing a podcast with you. I get paid for this. That improves my wealth, and that improves my relationship with you. So you focus – and then so also when I go home today, I'm driving my mom home. That's my relationship. It also improves my health, my mental health as well. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to party with my friends tonight. That improves my relationships.
Yeah.
Alongside with that, I submitted another song to get mixed up, and I uploaded another song to DistroKid to be released in 2 weeks. That improves my wealth.
So, everybody, you hear that right now? The three things, Matt.
And ate healthy. And ate healthy. Focus on eating healthy this morning. Showered.
Yep.
Clean.
Yep.
That improves your health.
Absolutely.
Focus on three things, and you're going to fucking dominate them.
And what are those three things? One more time so these
health,
people know.
Wealth and relationships.
Health,
if you conquer
wealth,
those things.
And relationships, people. I'll tell you right now, I'm happy as a motherfucker in life right now. So that's one thing about life you got to take on. My wealth, I'm grinding my ass off to make some money. Mm-hmm. So everybody, that's my wealth right there. And then we got relationship. I got a girlfriend. I got a fucking puppy. I love my family. I can't wait to celebrate tomorrow for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I got my brothers over here at, I'm not going to say our address, but yeah, over here in Orient Heights in East Boston.
Creation Castle.
Yeah, Creation Castle. The Love Dungeon over here, the Love Palace.
You know the vibes, man.
Yeah,
you know
exactly. Besides Ramey, Ramey's a little, got cobwebs down there. Sorry, Tango.
Ramey, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, my goal is coming up with a career, so... After talking with the label, basically we're gonna triple down on everything, which we already have done. I'm putting out a song every 2 weeks.
Let's back up. I don't mean to interrupt you. How did you go about getting this interview? What did you do? Uh-huh. You pushed yourself to the limit. So I just want everybody to know what you went out of your comfort zone to do to get this interview.
So I think that what I did more is a lot more networking. So when I was putting out songs before, I was getting some attraction from people reaching out saying, hey, I'd love to have a meeting with you eventually. Here, what I did, I got followed by this woman, I won't name her, and it was a rep at Interscope, and then she reached out to me and basically like, hey, like, you know, I like your stuff. And then so I connected with her when I was out in Los Angeles. I made it known that I was out in Los Angeles, and then, you know, I talked to a couple labels and I sent them some messages. That's going out of my comfort zone. I created the opportunity. I messaged them, say, hey, I'm out in Los Angeles for about 5 days. Would love to meet with you if possible. A couple people said, yeah. And then the major one who I didn't expect to really get a response to said, yeah, do you got an hour to come by? Come by. They say, hey, come by in an hour. I'd love to hear some music. Created the opportunity. I turned to Hanlon and J-Mo. We were supposed to go to Logan Paul's press conference that day. I said, yo, we got a meeting with Interscope in an hour. I'll call the Uber. No one said, hey. They said, hey, we put down the beers. Say less. It's go time. Head on over there. Sit down for about 2.5 hours with them. going over music, going over goals, going over everything, going over, and we also have a plan set up for the next 6 months with them.
And weren't they playing your music? Like, weren't they keeping track of your music?
Yeah, so she had my, so it's interesting because when we were in there, she was like, yeah, I was like, how did you know me? Because she followed me randomly. She's like, well, I've been tracking you for about 6 months now, and they have files on us, and they track all of our numbers and our metrics and all the songs that have been coming out. She's also tracked the whole Make It Happen brand, the clothing line. She said, you know, she's aware of everything. So
she part of the MIH family?
I would say so. I would say she's definitely part of the fam.
Shout out to No Name Lady, that beautiful lady out there. Yeah, thanks for being part of MIH. Yeah. We will be sending you a hoodie out there.
I'm gonna send you a hoodie. I'll
even pay for it if I have to.
I'm gonna send you a hoodie.
We're gonna get you a hoodie out there. Yeah. We appreciate you taking in our boy Matt Corman out there. We like making things happen.
Thanks for making me feel at home. We'll definitely connect. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot you out a little hoodie. That's a good call, bro. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Let me toss her a hoodie real quick. From season one. And yeah, so I mean, going forward, the next thing is just to triple down, release more music, and focus on what I want people to take note on. What worked? What worked for me was putting out music every 2 weeks. Posting a lot, developing the brand, focusing on my friends, focusing on relationships, tripling down and getting better. I just recorded every day. I just got better at my craft. So I'm going to triple down on what got me that meeting.
So back to health, wealth, and relationship. It sounds like this is a big health thing for you. Like, I mean, you're working on your health, not only mentally, but like achieving things that like... I want to not only on this podcast. I just want to some of our viewers out there are going through challenges that their day to day, whether it's something they have mentally or whether it's something they're overcoming that happened in their life. Yeah. What is the best thing that like you push yourself and push you away from things like distractions or something that's going on in your life that you need to overcome? Yeah, that's a great fucking question right there. I know.
It's a good question.
Yeah, that's a great question. People, I just want you this last 20 minutes. We'll be serious the next or whatever we go on. We'll mix it up at the end. We won't be all serious. We'll crack some jokes and
No, it's good though. I mean, I kind of knew this was going to be the vibe because I know how you are and you're a fucking machine. So it's like I didn't expect to come on here and talk bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Even though we can. So I knew there's going to be a lot of value. Like I don't even know what to I've been thinking. I don't even know what to make the intro. Look at these timestamps I have down for the intro. That's how many good things you said so far that I'm like, I don't even know what to title this fucking one.
It's called Big Dick Energy.
Big Dick Energy. I think that it goes back to this, man. You remember why you started and how you got here and who you're doing it for. I do this because I know that I have a lot of opportunity to get a lot of fucking money and to create an empire for my friends and family. I know if I continue the way I am, and my friends don't like their job, I can say, yo, Alex, oh, you're done with Enterprise? Hey, man, you're a hard worker. You're a grinder. Can you go be the CEO and run the clothing line? It's $1 million. Can you run it? I can create jobs for friends. I can make impactful shit on. It's just bigger than me.
So, yeah. So one thing I want to point out to you. Yeah, money is great and money comes along. But it sounds like more of like you like taking care of your family.
Yeah, for sure.
So like you, whether it's you get big and then you branch off to everything. But you, it looks like you like to create opportunity for your MIH family.
Exactly. Yep. So for the family.
Is that what pushes you personally every single day to become the artist you're becoming?
Every single day, bro. And I look at my friends who I've said this before, but I want to say it again. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you guys. And the way that you guys believe in me makes me believe in myself. Because what I'm doing is very individualistic. I come up with the ideas. I come up with the songs. I mix it with Adrian. And I come up with the lyrics. And I come up with the ideas for the clothes. And I put it out there and hope everyone receives it well. Hey, do you fuck with my idea, right? Everyone's had ideas that people don't fuck with.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys have believed in me so much that it's like, you guys believe in me so much and put your neck out there. It comes a line like, how many times have you put my songs on your story? How many times have you fucking dropped a shirt just yesterday, right?
Yeah.
How many times you've been like, yo, you listen to this kid when I didn't even know it. You know, yo, fuck with him. Fuck with my boy.
Yeah.
I got to do it for the fam. Yeah. It's not just about me anymore. It's about my fucking friends and family, everybody in the MIH fam. Whether you're blood or not, like sometimes, bro, honestly, some friends are closer than fam at points, man. Absolutely. So it's like they become your family at this age.
I feel like it ain't even like that anymore. There's no fucking friends. It's just family nowadays.
That's fast,
If you're my friend, the one thing I like to say, back to Styles P, back in the Dizzy.
Shout out. That's how you know that you're
brother. I ain't got friends. I got enemies. If you're with me, you're my brother. That's a nice quote I like to throw out there.
That's dope.
Yeah, right there, bro. That hits the heart right
it's
there,
the
man.
Chain gang. Shout out to D. The Flies, too, man.
Chain gang out there all day representing the 617. and Brockton out there, D the Flyest. But shout out to Adrian out there mixing Matt's songs too. He's a good dude. Shout I met him Adrian, when he came bro. Up here. I am very hands-on with Matt's rapping career and going all supporting him. Me and J-Mo are the hype animals over there. That's I wake facts. Up the next morning. I can't even fucking move after a concert.
December 22nd, you're going to wake up in the hotel room and you don't even know what happened.
Absolutely. And I'm
you're going to be at Whiskey's literally on your face.
The number one thing I'm really excited for, though, is to see the MIH family. That, like, guys, this year we've done a lot of things, or I should say not only us, but Matt has done a lot of things in the last 4 months. But yeah. we want to pack this place. We've had shows. Yeah, it wasn't crazy. Like, sure. Yeah, but you know what? Matt could have quit after that, but he doesn't. Matt knows the outcome. He knows, guys, one thing about life, life comes with failure, but you got to bounce back. You wake up the next morning, you bounce back. Matt, you probably go through a lot of failure in your career once in a while. You hit a lot of things. You're like, fuck.
Every day, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going through it right now. I thought Life Dream, bro, we've had Life Dreams out for 12 days. I thought that shit was supposed to have 100,000 streams right now.
Now, what, guys, you hear that right now? Matt, yeah, I thought it was going to be millions of streams. Fucking, I'll throw it up through the roof.
Yeah.
What is pushing you to fucking keep going and keep sending these songs out and keep you going day to day now?
I gotta keep going, bro. There's no choice. There's no choice anymore, bro. I set the goal. I said, hey, I want to be the biggest music. I want to be the biggest influencer in the world one day. And I don't mean that from like an influencer on Instagram. I mean an influencer like influencing people. I want to be a public speaker. I want to be a motivational speaker. I want to be a person who owns a clothing line. I want to be the person you come to in the street and say, hey, he was a genuine guy. He's a role model for me. I haven't even mentioned music yet. I want to be a good fucking person. And music is a platform. I know it's a vehicle that I can use to develop more of a platform in order to do so. So I got to put out the songs. And so Life Dreams, not doing as well as I'd like to right now. No photos. I think it's hot. Not doing as well as it can right now. But I know down the fucking line that when shit starts popping, like look at Word of the Wise. That shit was out for 15, 18 days. Getting the same views Life Dreams was. And then what? It's at almost 700,000 streams now.
That's amazing. Hey, touche to you right there.
So,
man,
bro, you just gotta.
Awesome.
You it's like going in the gym, putting your shots up. You're not. You want to be on varsity, and it's like the same thing. You're on the bench, man. You're riding the bench. You're playing basketball. You're like, fuck, I gotta get in there. You go in the gym. You put your shots up because you know your time's gonna come. I know, and bro, we've seen it. I just sat down with the label, and they told me this. I know for certain I'm going to be a major artist, like
good.
Drake big.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna put on. I put out a song.
Shout out Drizzy Drake.
Shout
there,
out Drizzy
Drake
one time, but I put out a song and it's not doing as well as I'd like to. That doesn't matter. On to the next one. Like my friend was telling me last night that we were talking about fucking. She was like, yo, what do you got coming out for your next song? And I was like, I haven't even uploaded one yet. And she's like, what do you mean? You put one out, you keep going. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. You're right. Sat down here, made the artwork, uploaded the song. On to the next. And I started thinking about the next one. The next one to send out to get mixed up. On to the next. You just keep fucking going. Shout out to Mike Posner. Shout out to Mike Studd. Always preaching to keep going. Keep going, man. You didn't get to where you were at Enterprise. You didn't get to where you were coming from where you're from with a single mother background raised by your grandfather. You didn't get to where you came from hitting failure and then going, you got the best of me, I'm done. No, you got there from saying, I'm going to keep going. Let's go. You didn't become a good wrestler. You didn't become a good baseball player. You didn't come in shape. You didn't come doing what you did. Buying the dog, affording what you can afford, nice car, nice things. Keep going, right? You hit
Absolutely,
walls, you keep
yeah,
fucking going.
Exactly,
so that's all it is. You take that into music, and that's what it comes
Shout
down to.
Shout out to all the viewers out here that are going to be listening to this, too. You're going to hit failure. You're going to hit lumps in life, but it's just how you rebound. You got to bounce back. You got a tough day at work. Fuck it.
Keep going.
Monday fucking sucked. Guess what, people? Tomorrow's fucking Tuesday, and then next week there's another Monday.
And we're lucky to have these days, bro.
Exactly.
You could drive home in your car. And you could get hit by a drunk driver and you could die.
We ain't hoping that happens, but yeah, shit can happen,
so
people.
If you're healthy right now, you know, keep going. If you're sick right now, keep going. If you're healthy, you're lucky to be healthy. If you're a sick person, you're listening to this right now, keep going. Head up. Let's go. You
Absolutely,
know what I mean?
Absolutely, people.
Every day. That's what it comes down to,
Absolutely.
Man. So it's just taking that attitude and everything and hoping, you know, and you can make it happen. You can believe it's tattooed on the right, bro. Don't ever forget it.
And I'm sure everybody out there, you got to remember one thing. You always influence somebody, whether it's a fucking nephew or a cousin or anybody. One person I got that looks up to me all the time is my little brother. Yeah, we click heads a little bit, but I'm that kid's role model. And one thing you got to do is just set the tone for them. Let them know you're there for them. Let them know that everything's
You do a great
right.
job. I've said it. Me and J-Mo have said it multiple times. They were like, yo, you are the father figure.
Yeah, but
And the way he looks at you, too, he's like, it's not like on some brother shit for real. It's like, He like looks at you like even when they were up here making food or what your mom made food for us, so super fucking good. I hope can we please do that again.
Mom over here, thank you for that. We'll get you back up here soon. Yeah.
Yeah, shit's fire. But he looks at you like even like when you talk to him on the phone and you're like, yo, blah blah blah, you're like, yo, did you do this, do that? He's like, no, I like I'll do it. Like you definitely have set the tone as like, yo, this is how you operate in life. Let's go.
Bro, self discipline. You gotta set the tone with them. I mean, little man, school, guys, education is huge.
Took away his Xbox from school, remember?
Absolutely. Motherfucker got a bad grade on his test. Guess who took the back cord to the Xbox? People, you don't take the controller because those motherfuckers just find another controller.
Yeah.
You got to take the power cord, take it away, and make him work for it. It's just like my puppy. Reward when he does good.
Yeah.
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 That's how life goes, man. Reward brings people to go better and make better.
That's fast. We've been dropping fucking gems. What's it like? What's it like being a new dog dad? What's it like having a puppy, bro?
I'll tell you right now, it's a fucking struggle, man. I mean, I'm
with you on it, man. I think
you are owner with me, bro.
Yeah,
I'm
with the guy.
Hey, I shout out to Corman once again, fucking helped me out with this dog. He's with the dog all day while I'm at work, and then Papa comes home and he knows Papa's home. That motherfucker.
But the thing is, when Papa comes home. Like, he can be choked. He's like, has a fun with me. Sometimes I purposely play with him to get him tired.
Yeah.
When Papa comes home, it's like, go time. He's like biting. He's running around. He's pissing. He's shitting. He's flying, yelling.
He gets too excited, man. My man is fucking.
He's just happy to see
him. He's
you,
happy
bro.
To see him. But when I yell, when I fucking lay the law on him, that motherfucker knows.
That's facts.
And guys, I ain't mean laying the law. I'm just teaching the puppy what's right and what's wrong.
You gotta teach him a lesson.
Exactly. You gotta. And that's my pride and joy right now. I am a dog dad now. I love him. That's
How old
my
is he?
Boy.
Tell them, like, they don't know how young he is.
Duke was born on 9/11. Long story short is I got Duke in New York from a breeder. My buddy Quentin. Everybody shout out to Quentin out there. Anybody looking for Rotties, let me know.
Where's he from apart?
He's from Centerville, fucking Long Island, New York, something
Long
like that.
Quentin,
yeah.
Long Island.
Yeah. So either way I got Duke at nine weeks old. He came out here. I've had him for a couple weeks now. He's my go-to every day. I come home happy to him. Yeah, he's a little shit, but it's the puppy phase, man. He bites, he plays. But either way, I mean, everybody's happy around the house seeing him because he's so fucking goddamn cute and everybody wants to give in to him, but he's a little devil. But yeah. Either way, that's going to be my boy right there. That's going to be my family dog. Everybody hears the word Roddy, and this is the shit I'm talking about, judging a book by its fucking cover. No, you give the dog a little love and care and some proper training, he's gonna be a great dog.
Fast. And he knows even like with me too, like he knows like if he's fucking up, like I lay down the law on him too. You gotta like we definitely gotta we lay it down too.
And
like
we,
you can tell
yeah.
when he runs around like who he looks at, he's like, oh, like they're the alpha, they're the alpha. But you can see who he's, because he's a little fucking punk.
Bro,
he tries to take advantage of people.
Dude, Rotties are very intelligent dogs.
Yeah,
and the one thing
he
about
is smart.
People hear Rottie, they're loyal. They are loyal to their alphas. And guys, when you hear a saying lay the law, we ain't talking fucking dog abuse people. We are talking letting them know when things are bad.
Fast.
Nobody hits a dog. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Dogs are people in my eyes. They have failings. They're lovable people. And guess what? My dog is going to be another person in my family.
Thanks.
And what I mean by we're disciplining him, we let him know when it's wrong. And when he's not getting, when he's not doing something right, we just don't give him a treat. But when he does something right, you gotta reward him, and you gotta acknowledge when he does something right so he knows.
We also know too that Duke is going to be 125 pounds, and so we know that like we gotta show him like who's boss, and he can't be biting and shit and doing his fucking thing all the time.
Absolutely.
So we just tell him.
Shout out to all those dog owners. You'll get through it out there.
And shout out to dog trainers.
Yeah, dog trainers.
Fuck.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to canine college down in Holbrook next week. Start kindergarten with Duke. Very excited.
How many does he go? Like, what is the schedule like?
So we're going to do every Wednesday for an hour at 7 o'clock for the next 6 weeks. And that's going to teach.
Oh, shit.
So long story short is they are specialized with Rotties. The owner is the president of the Rottweiler Association of Massachusetts. So he's had very multiple Rotties, and I'm very confident in him taking me and Duke under his wing and teaching me the ropes with this motherfucker.
That sweatshirt looks good as fuck.
Absolutely. Guys, I got an MIH sweatshirt. This thing fits good. Makes me look slim.
It's a premium quality.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
looks dope.
That Woody's Pizza down the street's starting to add up on me, but...
Say less, bro.
Ain't nothing but a G-thing. Shout out to Woody's down there. Drunk Munchies, Slices.
Absolutely fire.
Yeah.
Shout out to Woody's Pizza. It's in Orient Heights,
You know what? We want to... This is sponsored by a little bit of... Co-partner to Woody's Pizza.
Facts.
They supply us with our alcohol and our food.
That's a big fact. Yo, guys, so I... I know what time is it right now. It's 1:30. I know you kind of got to get going too.
Yeah, we got guys. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. We got a big. This is one of the biggest drinking holidays. Oh, and yeah. Hey, even those people out there that don't drink, you got drink your Voss water, get fired up, do your thing. Hey, I ain't hating on people that don't drink. Shout out to my boy Dan Lynch out in Situate. He don't drink. And guess what? I got respect for those people. Some people don't drink, but I'm going to have fun tonight. I'm going to have a few too many Tito sodas with my buddies.
Big facts.
But I'm going to wake up tomorrow hungover and loving my family.
And then right to food.
Oh, right to food.
Right to food. Help it out. Cook it up.
But guys, Thanksgiving is family time.
Yeah. Make sure you shut the phones off. I'm not even going to release this right now because I don't want people listening to it.
Hell no. You got to release it the day after.
Yeah. I want people focused on the family. Guys, we're definitely going to have Alex back on. I feel like we could do the, 3-4 hour podcast.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, guys,
thanks for coming on, dude. I feel like I've learned even like more from just talking to you.
Hey, man. I appreciate it, man. I just want to let everybody know out there that be go-getters. Everything is possible in life. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you're going to be the next fucking Bill Gates, which you can be. You can be.
Bill Gates wasn't Bill Gates at one point. He was just normal Bill Gates.
Exactly. And man, guys, money isn't everything. Happiness is the biggest thing. If you go to work and you're miserable, you got to quit that shit. I don't give a fuck if you're making $1 million a day. Mm-hmm. It isn't worth it.
Yeah.
You got to be happy. And enterprise is very rewarding and has treated me well. So I am happy going to work.
Facts. I love to hear that.
Absolutely. Iraq till I die, baby. But this was a great podcast to hop on. I'm glad.
Iraq till I die, baby.
Yeah, but everybody, just want to let them know that, hey, you remember those three things, health, wealth, and relationship. Those are the best things that are gonna improve you day to day.
Yes, sir. Keep grinding out there. Have a good time at Thanksgiving, guys. And thanks for tuning in to Kids at Work podcast. Make sure you follow Alex at his Instagram, A Mejia. You've probably seen him on my stories and tagged in my photos. We need to start taking some more grams that we haven't taken.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I kind of hide off of social media a little bit. I used to be big on it, but yeah.
But whatever. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Kids at Work podcast. Have a great Thanksgiving. I know you're listening to this after this, so have a great week. Dominate it. Put your foot on the fucking gas.
Yes, people. Happy Thanksgiving. Remember, set those goals because you're going to achieve them and go a long way. Everybody, MIH family, thank you for being a part of us.
Buy some Make It Happen clothes at MattCorman.com and buy your tickets to see us in person. You're going to meet me and Alex at MattCorman.com/tour. Alex won't be at the Boston Day. He might be. You never know.
Hey, I usually never know. Hey, as I say, we make it happen out here.
He'll definitely be at the New Hampshire Day, so you can meet him. And if you have any questions, like honestly, if you're like, yo, bro, I want to talk to you about your background and what you spoke on the podcast, coming out to him, say what up. Coming out to say what up to me. Thanks for tuning in to the Kids at Work. Hope you have a good day. Peace.